Blog Talk Radio.
Well, back at it again on Party Life Entertainment at 712-432-4841. I am Cincinnati. We're here on Party Life Entertainment. Didn't really have a real topic for tonight. Was just trying to do something different. Just kind of talk it up a little bit, maybe, you know, see what's on people's mind, give people a chance that's in the room to speak about something or talk about something that's on their mind. Last radio show was about love, and then we switched over to like a sports topic. So maybe we can do something like that again too. I know the NFL draft's coming up. I know a lot of people on the line is doing the ESPN Fantasy, the most wins in 30 days. You know, you get some money. So, you know, there's all kinds of good topics and all kinds of good things to talk about. You know, but lately, what's on my mind is a lot of stuff that's crazy happening in the world, the weather, you know, just people in general just doing whacked out stuff. So it's like, you know, is it really worth, you know, trying to talk about something different, or are we just trying to talk about the same old thing? Me personally, I think talking about shit on the line just happening and stuff, you know, that's one thing that I would like to talk about. As far as how the lines are going and stuff like that. Sorry about that. But you know, people tend to you know, they forget who their friends are sometime, or you know, they get lost in society or shit like that. Like me, I would love to be here all the time if I could be, but I'm just not able to, working my job or whatever, because, you know, people use the N-word a lot, and I work with a lot of black folk, and I ain't really trying to lose my job or anything like that. That's one of the main reasons I really don't talk in the booth as much as I should or could, but if I had my headset on, I guess I could a little bit more, but don't want nobody to, you know, get me in trouble or offend anybody, you know. I just wanted to start first by saying that I love everybody. I appreciate all your help on the line. You know, we've been running a good line for 7 years. You know, it's not easy to run a line neither. A lot of people, you know, say this or say that about me, that I'm this or I'm a pedophile and all that. But everybody knows if they looked me up, that's definitely not true. So I just want everybody to remember. It's called a common respect here. You know, we're all fun and games. We're all playing around. Don't get so butthurt about things or about anything that you shouldn't be getting upset about, because we're all friends at the end of the day. Some of us hang up our phones. Some of us don't. Some of us stay here and we love each other and we like to talk in the middle of the night when we wake up from, you know, in the middle of the, you know, got to go to the bathroom thing and stuff like that. And bottom line, we're all family here is the way that I look at it. You know, I get upset about some things too. Other people get upset about things too as well. But I mean, just talk about it. Don't get all upset and hang up your phone because, you know, somebody else made you mad or they're acting like, well, I'll block you, talking about their Cincinnati and all that. So that's not the case. So I want everybody to try to remember that at the end of the day, we're playing around and it's all fun. Secondly, there's a bunch of chat lines out here that say that they're better than us and that their line's doing way better. And maybe they are. Maybe they really truly are, but at the end of the day, I go looking sometime and try to listen and figure out what's going on here and there. And did that Saturday and Sunday. And people were making fun of our line and blah, 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 and they're talking smack about all of us over here, pretty much all of us, you know, everybody. So when I say one person or whatever, I'm not talking about just one person. I'm talking about everybody. So they're talking about Cowboys, Cincinnati, Pam, Confused, Lori, blah, blah, blah. And they're going on and on and on and on and on. Okay? So
them choppers, niggas. Them choppers.
They might get them choppers out there. So I go check out these other lines. And they got like one or two messages on their board. And ours had like seven or eight, maybe 10, 12, honestly. And then I was just like, okay, so they're making fun of our line and trying to dog us, but they ain't got nothing happening on their line. What the hell? And I'm like, wow, really? So what the fuck ever? And I just kept it moving, and I listened for a minute and figured out what was going on. And I was kind of like, wow, they're making fun of our line, but they only got one or two messages on their board. So they suck. I mean, at the end of the day, they just suck because we had more messages than they did. It's two or three lines put together. So, yeah, it was funny to me. It was funny to me how.
Well, you know the bad thing about that, the bad thing about that, what you just said, is the line on that one line
mm-hmm.
posted more messages on other people's boards than he did on his own goddamn board.
Yeah. That is true.
Ain't that some shit?
That's true.
Little fake ass niggas.
I'm sorry, and that one line owner, they post mostly music. I don't want to go to a board and listen to fucking music. I'll put on the radio. No, I want to hear people talking.
I'm going to tell you something.
Not playing music.
They are three boards that I go to regularly. This one and two other boards that actually has conversation. One of them, that's all it is conversation. There ain't really no music or nothing. Another one is music and a little bit of conversation, you know, question of the day, bullshit like that. But really and truly, that's about it out here. And this board, you know, we do what we do, but we just do, you know, what we do all the way, you know, since this fucking line started.
Did you know that other lines, some lines are prejudice. Some lines are prejudice.
Right. Yeah.
And we never really...
Like that one line we went over
nobody
there one night.
Nobody's green eyes.
Like one night we went to this other line. Well, y'all don't know, but crackers. We don't like crackers over here.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I don't like nobody with green eyes. If you have green eyes, I do not like you. It's like I am fucking prejudiced against that.
You know what? I ain't got time for your shit, Cowboys, so blow it out your ass, okay?
You know I love you. Shut up.
Hey, Cowboy, feelings mutual, man. If you live in Alabama, we don't like you either.
Oh, yeah? Hey, I feel you now. I don't like half these motherfuckers down here either.
If your slang is, or you're saying is roll, tie, roll, I don't like you. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Well, I guess I'll better go jump on Teen Choppers over there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Get them choppers ready for me.
Oh, man.
Hey, can we talk about that Cincinnati? Can we talk about fake ass people?
Yeah, go ahead, Cowboy.
The what?
I said you gotta elaborate.
Them fake ass bitches on the fucking board. Can we talk about that shit for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it. You know, me and somebody, it ain't worth mentioning names, but me and somebody got into it on another board on another line, right?
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, motherfucker, you in Alabama. I know the state law. How about you tell me where you're at? And you have your choice. You can fight me, shoot me, whatever. You come down here to my house, you're going to get your ass whooped. Plain and simple. Well, he told me, give me my address, I was a coward bitch. So I did. Then he said he's going to come down here and shoot me. Then he said he's going to come down here and keep my teeth in. And then I didn't hear nothing because I asked him his address, right? Still no address. And so then his little two dick-sucking buddies that lives with him come over here on this board and talking about how big and bad they are, right? How they back his life. They got them choppers and they got body bags in the fucking closet. But in reality, the only thing they got is like a 9mm and a fucking revolver and probably a half a clip of the 9 and probably 2 or 3 shells for the revolver, right?
Yeah.
And they probably got a bunch of trash bags in the fucking closet, because let's face it, everything in the fucking house is trash, right? Because they live there, so you know trash lives with trash, you know? So... They was talking about doing something, come knock on my door. But you know one thing you don't fucking hear them saying? Is a location. They don't tell you. Yeah? It ain't like I really need to know. I know their fucking address. I just want them to say it. That way I know they invited me down there, you know? I feel better about doing what I'm going to do. I mean, you know, have you listened to the Board of Cincinnati?
Which one?
All Board.
Huh.
Today, Hatchet Man Sabrina. You listen to that shit?
I didn't hear nothing.
Hatchet Man said that he was going to fucking cut your throat in that fucking hotel room that y'all was in. But fucking Sabrina wouldn't let him. Now, what kind of bullshit is that? Y'all was all friends at that time.
He ain't gonna do shit. He ain't about that life.
We all bad and shit like they something. They know they ain't about that kind of life. That's my thing on fake motherfuckers. If you gotta talk about doing something and you don't fucking do it, oh, I was right there and I didn't fucking cut your throat. I wanted to. Well, if you didn't do it, guess what you are? A fake motherfucker. So that's my thing. Blog Talk Radio, cowboy from Alabama.
You're right
about that. Oh, Lord.
I told him, I said, y'all talking about killing somebody. God damn, what fucking hell? Put that address out here. You put it out here, pussy. And we will fucking, I will go up there and we can get this fucking homicide fucking investigation underway, motherfucker. Let's go. I don't know. You think I care? What's going to happen? Am I going to die? Come on now. You got a fat bitch who'd be really eating fucking Cheetos and fucking Twinkies and candy balls and shit. You got a crackhead who's going to be walking around looking for crack on the fucking ground. And you got a fucking ogre-looking motherfucking Shrek-looking bitch. One eye pointing this way, one eye pointing that way, shooting at you. Only thing you got to do is stand in the fucking middle. Bullets going left and right. You going straight ahead. You know what I'm saying? What you looking at, nigga? Look at me, bitch. All right, I hijacked your show long enough. I was talking about fake-ass motherfuckers. And Lori, she's fake, too. She can't hang because she ain't gang, so.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, a lot of fake motherfuckers out there, you know, they're like, oh, we're your friends, blah, blah, blah. They ain't your motherfucking friends, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Talking about they're going to do something to somebody when they can't even afford to go anywhere. They had to beg somebody to get gas money to get come get me. Well, we'll go get him, but we're broke. You got a job, but you're broke. You're selling dogs for $700-$800 a lop. Broke as hell. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, hold on. Yeah, hold on. I can understand. If you got a job, you broke. Okay? I can understand. As long as you, you bust your ass to pay your bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I can understand you being broke. But when you fucking all hooked up on fucking dope and shit, and you fucking old man is fucking, I mean, only thing he can do is fucking drink. And when he drinks, he come out here and be all fucking stupid to get that liquid courage. You know?
Yep.
I mean, hell, if I want to see any kind of reaction, I guess I need to send some fucking dope and some fucking alcohol to the motherfucker's house and then show up an hour later. You know what I mean? I'll be y'all plug. Y'all hit me up anytime. Y'all want some dope? I'll be y'all plug. I'll get y'all some dope. I gotta have that location though.
For one, they should have just never brought your kid in. That's the most fucked up thing right there. Like, they're such cowards.
Well, here's the thing. He's halfway right. Like, he didn't say it to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I was going out for Wicked Ace and him and Wicked Ace was friends and all, well, he come over here and took it upon himself to say that he hopes what Wicked Ace said about my daughter would fucking happen, right? So if you hope it happened, so that means you agree with it. So if you agree with it, I mean, you should get your fucking ass stomping to the fucking ground. And so that's what I told him. Well, I didn't say that. He put it off on Snowman Ricky Nose. Yeah, they said it too, but he also said it. That's how you know a motherfucker's pussy right there, when they start putting off shit. Oh, no, no, I didn't do that. Cincinnati did that shit. Oh, no, I didn't do that. That's how you know a motherfucker will snitch on you in a heartbeat. When they start putting shit off on people, they will snitch you out, motherfucker. You better believe they'll snitch your ass out. That's what I like about over here, because for the most part, every motherfucker over here is for real. You know what I mean? Even old Maverick, he might be a cock-sucking bitch, but he's still real, you know. Take an ass chewing, he can take an ass beating. He ain't talking about killing nobody. He tries to talk shit. He's getting a little bit better. I'm trying to teach him how to talk shit back. Everybody else, man, I mean, you know, they're all real motherfuckers, man. People I like out here, you know.
Yeah.
Lloyd's not included in that. I don't like Lloyd. She ain't gang, so she can't hang with
us. How
do you know? Yeah. But I got to pick on you because Pam's asleep.
I know. I don't care.
I just think it's funny how they act like their line's going to do something or go somewhere when there's nobody ever there.
Welcome, Kylie.
Whoa, Kylie.
It's me. I'm back. It's Green Eyes. I'm back.
There goes the neighborhood.
Hey, when they coming over here giving us minutes to tell little bullshit lies, ain't that shit? Like, we ain't got to go over to listen.
Your
beer's
here, Cincinnati.
To tell us. Huh?
His beer's
your
there.
Cincinnati. What are you hollering for? He's already gone. Get that beer. What the fuck you talking about? He smelt it 5 miles away. You're like a hound dog. His tail went up in the air. His nose went to the ground. His ears went up. I smell it.
Damn.
Smell it, nigga. I smell it.
that's not another reason why those are not going to touch it, because I got the key.
How much beer did you get, Cincinnati? What are you drinking tonight? Drinking 6-pack, 12-pack, case, 30-pack?
A 12-pack. A 12-pack.
Yeah. Damn, you're starting late, ain't you?
It doesn't even
tire
nothing right now. I mean, I'm hoping
the brakes
and everything jacked out. There's no oil leaks
when
I
look
at the hood.
So all three
of
y'all gonna drink on a 12-pack?
No, I ain't gonna drink nothing.
That's not even enough to get you started, boy.
He can't drink too much because he got to go to work tomorrow.
Well, fuck, I got to go to work before he does.
I think he's off tomorrow.
No, I'm
going to
work.
No.
No, he's not off tomorrow, Maverick.
I thought
he
was off.
She lives with him. She knows, Maverick.
I know, but I thought he was off, Cowboy.
Okay, shut up. You don't know. You don't know. Hush.
All right, cow bitch.
You don't know everything. My boy called me cow bitch. He's going to call some other bitch. He sounds like this. He's going to call some other bitch.
All right, cow bitch.
I'm coming, Maverick.
Thanks for sharing, Cowboy.
Are you done?
Thanks for sharing.
Is that the best shit talk you got to call me cowbitch? Come on now.
Thanks for sharing.
You can't think of nothing else better than do that?
Nope. Thanks for sharing.
You need to take shit talking 101. You need to talk to Pam. You and Pam need to have a talk.
Right,
here we go. Pam can talk shit. You can't talk shit, so you need to get her to teach you how to talk shit.
Yep.
Lloyd, Cincinnati, Green Eyes, I mean somebody, come on now. Talk some shit. Cow bitch. That's supposed to hurt my feelings, I mean. Supposed to cry with. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm supposed to cry or laugh at you. Go to what?
You can do whatever you want to do.
No, what was you going to say? What was you going to say? Go to what?
No. Go play with your chickens.
Go play with my chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guarantee you them goddamn chickens could talk better shit than you do. They can't even talk.
I bet they can kick your ass, too.
I bet you they could do more damage to me than you could.
I bet they could, too.
I bet they could. The only thing they can do is peck you. Look at Maverick. He wouldn't do nothing. He'd jump on this bed. Jeanette, get him. Get him, Jeanette. Call a law. Call a law. It's okay, man. We're going to teach you to be a man for us over with.
Can't be a cop cop.
Man, he is. If somebody come to Maverick's house and knock on the door, wouldn't have paid him, he would call the law. Would you? Would you not, Maverick?
No.
Be honest with us.
No.
Yeah, well, what would you do?
I don't know what I'd do, but...
No. Okay, I'll come to your house. I'm knocking on your door. And you answer it, and I said, come out here, you motherfucker. We're going to fight. What would you do?
I'll shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the door? Well, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stand right out there. Every time you come outside, I'm going to knock your ass out. You're going to call the law, ain't you?
Nah, that's fine.
You would call the fucking law.
I won't. Other people might, but I won't.
No, he's the other people. He's gonna tell his wife to call the law.
No, my wife won't either.
Call the law, buddy.
I didn't call. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a bunch of nosy people. I am
called.
Okay.
But you wouldn't come outside to fight.
No. Nope. Why not you? Man?
No.
Come outside, I'm gonna whip your ass.
Tell him, Maverick,
I'm gonna walk outside, Miller.
No, there was a reason to go outside and fight you, I would, but not just for you saying that, I won't.
I tell you something. Motherfucker knocks on my door and says, come outside, motherfucker. We gonna fight. I'm gonna whip your ass. I'm gonna walk outside, I'm gonna ask if his fucking whipples broken.
I'll say, well, who the fuck are you?
And I'll say, I'm a man's gonna whip your ass. Now what are you gonna do? You gonna run back inside, huh? Shut the door.
Bonk, how bitch.
Pray to God.
Shut the door.
Pray to God like a meteor will come out or something.
Oh, fuck you, man.
What are you gonna do, man? I'm just asking. What are you gonna do?
I ain't gonna do shit.
You said you gonna say, who the fuck are you? And I said, I'm the motherfucker gonna whip your ass. What would you do?
Not me. Shut the door.
You just gonna stand there and get your ass whooped?
No, I'm not even gonna go outside. It ain't worth it.
What if I jolt your ass outside? What if you open the door and I jolt your ass outside?
I'll kick your motherfucking ass.
Not me, anybody. You would kick my ass. How would you kick my ass? What would you do?
I'll fucking hit you in
the
throat.
What's the first thing you do? Somebody grabbing you up. You'll do what? You hit me in my throat.
Yep.
Oh, he's a bad motherfucker. I mean, I don't even believe it. I don't even think he believes it either. He needs to go fight that shit in the mirror. Get mean about it. Make me believe it, maybe. You need to play. You'll kick my fucking ass, huh?
I would hit you in the throat.
Say it meaner, Maverick. Say it meaner. Say it like a man. Not like a bitch, but just like a man. Say it.
I said, I will punch you square in your fucking Adam's apple, bitch. There you go.
Yep. See? See? She scared me. She scared me more than you did. Because I know she's for real. Like, she would really try to do that shit. But you like, I will beat your fucking ass, motherfucker.
The people you gotta really, really watch, the people you don't think are gonna kick your butt.
Oh, yeah.
I will kick your butt.
You will, huh? You'll kick my butt.
You gotta say, I'll kick your ass. I ain't the one.
He said he would kick my butt.
But the people you got to be careful of, the people that don't act tough. So just watch out. I'll knock your ass out and I'll spit on you.
I don't try to act tough. Do I act tough?
You act like a little pussy, man. You really act like a pussy.
Because I'm that motherfucker. I mean, if you come to my house, say you're going to whoop my ass. We're going to go outside. We're going to see. Well, I get my ass whooped or I whoop your ass.
You're all fucking talk.
Yep, you are.
You're all fucking talk.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just saying.
I didn't even say I'd whoop your ass. I just said I'm going to whip your ass or you're going to whoop my ass. And we're going to shake hands. I'm going to say, hey, you want to drink a beer? And it's over with.
Well, you know, after I kick your ass, after I kick your motherfucking ass, I might drink a beer with you.
Oh, yeah. You going to kick my ass.
After I kick your motherfucking
ass.
Your
old ass, fucking 70-year-old ass is going to kick my ass.
After I kick your fucking ass, I might have a beer with you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I might.
I mean, I need to go put some wings. So I need to go put some wings on one of these damn hogs out here to fly at some bitch over the moon before you do that shit, or what?
Uh-huh, I just want to. Because
you talking about kicking my ass, and I still don't believe you. And why your voice is shaking,
welcome,
I don't
Carla.
Think you believe it. Welcome, Carly. Welcome, Carly.
Yeah, hello.
What up, Drea?
Hello, Drea.
How are you guys doing? Good.
We're doing good. Maverick is going to whoop my ass. Maverick is going to beat the holy fucking hell out of me.
What the hell?
Live on Blog Talk Radio. Maverick is going to whoop Cowboy's fucking ass.
Yep.
Aww. Ready for that ass whooping?
I'll kick your motherfucking ass. I'll whip you with a belt.
Even me. Even me saying it, I still don't fucking feel it. I still don't believe
it. I'll whip you like a belt just like your daddy did.
You'll whoop me like a belt?
With a belt. Just like your daddy.
Wait a minute. I'm not gay. You can't do that homosexual shit with me, man.
Oh, your daddy.
Two grown men whipping each other with belts. Yeah, but see, I wasn't a grown man. I was a little kid.
You'd be crying to your daddy and mommy.
Wait a minute. You'll be crying to your mommy and daddy.
You'll be running into your mommy, that motherfucker. Yeah.
What you gonna be doing is hobbling your old fucking 7-year ass in the house.
Well, you won't come back outside and kick my ass.
You get a little bit better at it, but I still don't believe it. I mean, I believe I could walk in your house, bitch slap you, tell you how lady to fix me something neat, and make you sit in the fucking floor and watch me eat it. That's what I believe.
I don't think so.
You know what?
No.
Listen.
I bet you could kick your butt.
This woman right here, Rhonda. I bet you
Rhonda could kick your butt.
And Jeanette, any woman can beat me up, because I'm not going to hit a woman. I'm not no pussy, so any woman can whoop me. I mean, shit, I'm not going to hit back.
You okay?
But, man, I mean, you're a man, right?
Yeah, I'm a man, but you're a boy.
I mean, I'm a boy.
You're a boy.
Yeah?
Well, I'm sorry,
I'm a boy, y'all.
I'll
see. He wants to whip a little boy. That's kind of strange.
So now you tell me you're little now. Now you tell me you're little.
I mean, you don't want to call me a boy, so how big a boy you want me to be?
You can be 45 years old and still be a boy.
I'm not 25. I'm 32, and I own all my shit, so
you're
30, I'll say I'm a boy.
You're a 32-year-old boy.
In this situation, I own all my shit. I have kids. And this 7-year-old man who couldn't make kids or do nothing with his life is calling me a boy.
I'm not that old, dude. I'm not that old.
It doesn't matter. You're older than my daddy, so.
You're still a boy.
And your ass ain't never had no kids. I never did nothing with your life. Your ass ain't never did nothing with your life, and you call me a boy.
You're a boy.
He's 60 plus, huh? How old are you,
Maverick? No, I'm not.
Oh, you know? Okay, and you're older than my mama then, probably.
I don't know.
So, you're a boy. Lives at home. On fucking disability, because you're a bitch.
All right, whatever. Let's drop it.
Okay. Well, are you getting scared now? I mean...
No, I'm not getting scared. Let's drop it.
Aw, you don't want to fight with you.
He don't want to fight no more, Joya. I'm a boy, though. I'm a boy. But he had fantasy of whipping me with a belt.
At least you know what you are.
This nigga said he's gonna whip me with a belt. Hold on a minute. He said he's gonna whip me with a belt.
At least you know what you are.
Okay, Maverick. Okay, you can call me a boy, but like
at
I
least
said,
you know
until
what you,
you
are.
Own your shit. Until you own your shit, then you can call yourself a man. Do you own anything? What do you own,
Yeah, I do. What do you own?
Okay, what do you own? Tell me what you own.
What do you own?
I own my house.
Your daddy owns your house.
I own over 100. My daddy don't own my motherfucking house, motherfucker. I paid for this shit when I was 17 years old, bitch.
Your daddy owns your house.
My daddy owns this shit. My daddy owned my daddy's house.
Now you get
fucking
mad.
Fucking dick sucking fake ass money,
get
bitch.
Mad. Get mad. Get mad. Go ahead, get mad.
You know, I tell you what. I tell you what, Brian Jackson, you really want me to get mad, bitch?
Yeah, Steve, you bring my name out, you are mad.
Yeah, Brian Jackson.
Yeah, that's me. Whatever, that's my name.
Is it?
That's my name.
I'm within the Marines, Brian.
Do what?
How long was you in the Marines, Bob?
Almost 5 years.
Gee, you ass. Oh, the Tito fucking jacking looking ass ain't wasn't ever no goddamn Marine. Shut the fuck up.
Whatever, whatever, whatever. Now you're mad because you're bringing all that
shit.
Now I know you're really mad because you're bringing all that shit. So whatever. I'm done talking to you, Kyle.
No,
boy.
Welcome, no, fool. I want you to tell me how to. Hello, who are you?
I'm the devil.
Devil. Maverick is over here trying to talk shit. This thing is funny.
Okay, that's.
So, what are you on, Maverick?
What are y'all into it about?
I'm just talking shit to him. He's over there. Saying he's a man and I'm a boy, but he can't tell me what he owns. Can't tell me nothing productive he ever done in his life.
Oh, me.
What are you doing, Jason?
Not much. Just come in and talk
to me. Tell
me
it's been as hot in Alabama as it's been in Arkansas.
It has. Got up in the 80s here. I think
man.
It's like 83.
Really? 80s? That's it?
Yeah, just 80.
Damn, we hit 94 today, son.
You hit 94?
What? To be fair, that was in the middle of a field with the sun beaming straight down, so.
Okay.
Well,
hey, I'm on
it's not even the middle of fucking April yet, boy.
I think we got like one more day of 80s tomorrow, and then it's going to have some storms and stuff, and it's going to cool off again.
Yeah, all storms supposed to move in. I think it's though. Late Friday night or midday Saturday is when they fucking.
That's the way they're saying about ours, yeah.
Well, you'll get it before we get it, so.
That's going to blow you away, Jason. Bye, guys.
Okay.
I ain't no shit. That shit they said Sunday, man. Basically, that shit right there was like. 90% tornado active. Yeah. So I'm saying, man. Fuck that shit. Motherfucker. Me and Jesse gonna be flying today. We'll be saying something. I believe I can fly.
I can believe I can fly. There's a cow. It's the same cow. I can see Cowboy right now riding the cow.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to keep it in front of me because wherever it hit, I don't want to feel it. You know No, I said it's supposed to get pretty rough down here, though, Thunder.
Yep. Oh.
Well, you know, that's good for me, because that means Saturday and Sunday, I ain't got to be in that damn hay field. It's going to be raining.
Yeah. had some entertainment the other night when I was in here. Spongy and Maverick was in too.
Hey, old Maverick, he tried to be something he ain't, man. He tried to be all hard ass and shit. He ain't shit.
I found out there's only three people that cares about Spongy on here. That's me, Cowboy Ron.
Oh, yeah, who's the...
Me, Cowboy Ron.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, hon. How you doing?
Okay.
Okay. That's good. Everything going well.
Yep.
That's good. That's good.
You got a baseball team up there in Arkansas?
No. No.
No? I mean, I'm talking about like a minor league.
No. The closest minor league is the Cardinals. That's over in Memphis.
Okay.
The only thing that
they
was wanting to put a professional hockey team in here called the Arkansas Marshals, but that kind of fell to the wayside.
Yeah, they was trying to do that shit in Alabama, too. In Birmingham, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get an NHL team.
NHL team.
Ain't nobody down here cares about fucking hockey.
And that's the way it is here. Nobody gives a damn about hockey. If it ain't baseball or football, I tell you, that's all it's all about.
Yeah.
But nah, I'm more rooting for the Cardinals and then like the Astros and Rangers and Diamondbacks. Because that's what I do.
The only reason I was asking is I was looking at Daddy has some season tickets to the Baylor games.
Yeah.
And I was looking through there and I thought I seen Little Rock, but I thought, well, maybe not. I didn't know. It was something little. So I was gonna ask you if y'all had one. I didn't say really no games I wanted to go to, but I know, it's like, I bought this booklet for $60. Pick you out some games. Like, I don't care about going to them damn games. He's like, well, somebody got to go to them. I said, why ain't you going? He said, because I bought this other booklet for $700. That's Braves home game. I was like, what the hell?
Damn.
I said, why'd you buy this? And he's like, I don't know. Thinking I might want to go watch them play sometimes. I said, well, let me look through your Braves booklet. He said, hell no. You want your big damn Braves ticket, you go buy them. I said, they ain't good enough for me to go buy those tickets yet. Nah, he always let me have the Cubs tickets. When we play the White Sox, he always let me have them.
Right.
Well, I don't have them. I pay for them. But
I used to like the White Sox, but I don't care no more about them anymore.
You know, he's always been in these fucking clubs, man. Like, he's in the Red Elephant Club. And that's how I get my Alabama tickets, because I can't afford to fucking pay fucking $700 for Alabama and Tennessee tickets.
Right.
You know? So I buy them through him. It's still $300, but hey, it's better than fucking $700. Yeah. And then he's in that goddamn Braves fucking club, whatever the fuck it's called. I think it's like 102 games for $700. I think that's what it was.
Ooh.
Something like that. That's 102 games, though.
But that's what I was going to say. That's pretty good for the price, though, right? Of that?
Yeah, it's welcome, caller. $15 a ticket, you know, 102 games, welcome, caller.
It must be Cincinnati.
Now he has an option where he can sell the tickets. It has a number, you know, at the bottom of the ticket. They can sell it back to them, and then they can sell the ticket at the gate. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I mean, he has an option. Like, he can make a little bit of money back, but it ain't going to be, you know, it ain't going to be what he. I think they pay him about $10 for each ticket he sells back to him. But hell, and my youngest son, man, they go, you know, when they have a weekend home stretch, you know.
Right.
Man, they go down there all weekend long, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I don't go. I told them I ain't going to go again until they fucking start winning and doing something, you know. But I do like going to watch the Bailiffs play a little bit.
That's good. That's good.
It's kind of like my team. That's the White Sox team. That's the reason why I like to go watch the Braves when they play the White Sox. Did you watch that basketball game?
Nope.
Virginia won.
Who won?
Virginia.
Virginia won? Okay.
450 down the fucking game because motherfucker couldn't make a last second shot in fucking game regulation. Went overtime.
Who was they playing against? Texas?
Texas Tech, yeah. Well, I tell you what, that damn game was so good. Shit, I didn't even mind giving it the money I lost. That was a damn
right.
good game.
Yep, I had to call my phone back in.
Do we know you?
Hell yeah.
No, you don't know me.
I don't know who the hell she is.
By God.
By God, I tell you what, we got some choppers down here.
I tell you, is that rude of a person that we don't know comes in and talks to us this way?
Yeah.
Because I can't do it. You got a problem with it? I'm going to do something about it.
Listen to
her. Arkansas.
I think that might be. I think.
How in the hell do
I think
you
that might be Maverick.
Jason.
I think that might be Maverick's sister right there.
Oh, hell, don't you get me mixed up with it. Oh, hell, to the end, I'll be done killed his ass. Sorry.
You ain't my other sister?
Hell no.
Okay.
I got to admit, that was a little mean there. That was.
What, me calling him whole Maverick sister?
Yeah.
That was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Hey, man, that nigga, man, he's like, well, your daddy owns your house. Your daddy owns everything. Man, fuck that.
Daddy doesn't own
shit.
Your place.
No, he don't.
You got your own property. What the hell's wrong with him?
They own 1,200 acres, man. I own 110. I mean, it ain't much, but it's 110.
That shit is your own.
He lives in a fucking...
Because we were just arguing, playing around.
Apartment,
what we're doing.
Trying to talk shit. Shut the fuck up.
We were arguing and playing around. So,
you ain't shit,
whatever.
Man. Yeah, you kept on saying you're a little boy. I said, how am I a little boy? So,
oh, hell.
And I told you to drop it, and you didn't drop it.
You're a bitch.
It's over. We had our fun for a while.
I'm more of a man
than
you are,
motherfucker.
You can't do shit. What do you do all day, boy? What do you do all day?
Whatever I feel like doing.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because my tax money pays your fucking bills, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Take that back seat.
Whatever. Whatever.
How many acres of just wood on Carolina, you got any wooded land there on your property?
Yeah, I got a lot of wooded land. Daddy has I think it's like 450. I have over like 100 acres of just wooded land. That's my
what
shit.
What about
like,
the deer?
Well, I'm talking about the 110 acres.
You got any deer on it?
Oh, yeah, there's all kind of livestock on my shit.
Oh, hell.
Livestock, I'm sorry, game. I bought this shit. I let it go.
I knew what you was talking about.
And I put a bunch of them damn cornfields through the different places. Just a couple of rows. Now, you got deer, you got valley, all kind of shit out there. Ain't nobody hunting though, because it's my fault.
How big does a deer get up here? How much do they weigh up here?
You talking about, like, around where I live at?
Yes.
Like, the biggest deer I ever killed was, like, 260 pounds.
Man, they get big. See, most of the deer up here in the Ozarks gets about 160, just mainly top. Now, down in the Delta, hell, them motherfuckers get 200 and more.
Most of the deer that I get
is about 150, 160. That's what I get.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people put some damn deer feeders up. And, you know, they have sign posted. Like, you can't shoot these deals, and they know where to go to, so they go down there and eat. And they eat and eat, you know.
I just don't believe in deer.
I put a salt lick.
Deer plots or nothing like that. Now, like for your boy or your girl's first kill, I'm good about that.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Well, see, I don't hunt that land. I don't hunt that land that I was telling you about. We go out there. Like, we, you know, there's like little. No. Hell no. If you're going to put salt lick and fucking corn out there, no.
Yeah,
you have to
do
like I do and go out and fucking find a damn deal.
I track.
You know, I did
that
mainly like when, you know, the kids was little, you know, and I take them out there. And you can see all kind of, you know, wild animals out there.
I'm fine with it for your first kill of your young boy or girl. I'm good about that, but teach them to track the deer.
Yeah.
You know, teach them to track it when they get older.
You know, Daddy, he belongs to a hunting club down South Alabama. And these old boys over in the next county over, Coleman County, they was trying to talk Daddy into buying into it. And Daddy, he went out there and looked. He told me, he said, let me you go out here and look. And I said, well, I don't know, man. I don't really, because I really don't really hunt like I used to, you know. And he's like, well, you know, we'll take the boys out here or something. So we had to, and it was all fenced in. Right?
Right.
And Daddy's like, what is this shit? And he's like, well, this is, you know, I'm talking about fence. I ain't talking about like a barbed wire fence where the deer can hop over it. I'm talking about
exactly
this fucking shit was fence.
High fences, yes.
And that is.
I've seen that.
They said, well, we put a deal in here and you can go out here and shoot them. They said, well, what kind of fucking sport is that?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want to sit out here in the woods all day, would you? And Daddy said, you know, if I was taking my son or my grandson hunting, he said, the killing the deer is one thing, it's more about the experience you have. Trying to kill that dude.
That's correct.
You know what they do here? They let a dog go on the side of the road and sit on the side of the road in the truck waiting for the dog to rush the deer out. They do that here also.
Uh-huh.
just sit there. Yeah.
And see, I hear people talking about going hunting with deer, dogs, you know, deer hunting. And, you know, to me, like, you know, tree animals is one thing. Like, if you going possum hunting or coon hunting, you know, dogs is one thing. But like a deer, I don't understand how. I mean, I don't know.
But I'm not doing dog deer hunting. I mean, it's the tracking, thrill of it.
I don't know why they do that either. You sit down in the truck and just wait for the deer to be laying out.
You know, Daddy, you know, he has Daddy. You know, growing up, Daddy trained dogs a little bit. You know, and he had his own hunting dogs, and we'd go rabbit hunting, and coon hunting, and duck hunting. And we'd take the dogs, you know.
Right.
And the duck hunting thing was when we took the dogs.
Welcome, Carlos.
They could swim out there. That's Cincinnati song, huh?
What does coon taste like?
Huh?
Damn,
well,
Cincinnati's
fun. Huh?
I never ate coon.
Hell, you can sell them. You get so many coons, you can sell them. They cut tails off and make all different shit with them. But I've never ate coon, I mean, that I know of. But Papa, I mean, he used to make a lot of shit, so they ain't really telling what I fucking ate, to be honest with you. But I never ate coon. But duck now, the only reason why we eat dogs duck hunting is because they could swim out there and get the motherfuckers, you know?
That's what I had, is a duck dog. I had a black lab, and I traumatized the damn dog. I took it over to my
Jason.
Do what?
Why'd you traumatize the dog for?
I took it over to my mother's. They live on the golf course, and I didn't think about the sprinkler system. And it went off, and then I couldn't never get her to like water anymore. I mean, she was afraid of water. I could drop an ice cube out there.
You'd be ashamed of yourself. Welcome, caller.
Hey,
Is it still fucked up? No. I put it on mute. This phone came in on mute. I put it on mute, the one that was messed up.
I came back so I can talk and go out and smoke a cigarette. What's up, J-So?
Hey, Cincinnati. Hey.
What's going on?
Anyways, getting back to you, Jason, why'd you do that shit for?
I sat there and didn't think that the sprinkler system would go off. I didn't think of it. Did not even.
Well, you don't need no more animals.
What, at work? At home.
No, he traumatized a dog he had.
Oh, okay.
Well, since now.
Hang on, man. A hunting dog is a strange creature with itself. Once it's trained, that's the only thing it does. So anything can throw it off balance. So,
the thing is, she's never was around. I mean, she was so pretty, boy. She would run out there and get them ducks and swim out there beautiful. But I took her out there and put her in the back. But she's never seen sprinkler systems before. I mean, it just, she didn't get wet. That area right there was no sprinkler system, but all around the house. She seen all that, and it messed her up. I tried everything to get her back. I pushed her in the water. It's just like bloody murder. She was screaming. She just couldn't handle it.
You don't do that.
Getting around the water. Do what?
You don't
we
do
know,
that.
Daddy.
You don't do that.
Yeah,
don't push the lab.
One of the biggest no-nos.
I didn't know,
girl.
I didn't think about the sprinkler system that it was going to mess her up. I didn't think that.
Yeah. One of the biggest no-nos Daddy had was petting his hunting dogs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some of the older ones would come in the house when they was having babies, you know, if it was cold or whatever. And it was okay to pet them because they knew better. You know, they was older. And, you know, and one day I come home from school. I remember I was probably about 7, 8. And I went down there and I grabbed me one of them little puppies and I was playing with it.
Right.
And I remember Daddy, boy, he got mad because that was, you know, that was money. You know what I'm saying? I just fucked up like $1,000, you know, hunting dog. And I remember him telling me, he said, you can have that dog, but it's only going to be a pet. It ain't going to be worth nothing. And I named it Chief. And me and him went coon hunting one night, my daddy. His daddy took 3 dogs. And I only took Ochi. And this is after I got a little older now. I was probably about 14. And daddy said, you don't want to get none of them other dogs? I said, I got my dog. And I tell you what, Ochi, he fucking chewed more fucking coons than daddy dog did.
Yeah,
you
know how them sprinklers get around the sprinkler systems when they go off and they're loud.
Yeah, just right there, Adam, yeah.
Well, after all of that, you know, storms, everything, she used to sleep soundly, but she couldn't even. And then later on down the line, there's somebody going around throughout this city shooting people's dogs. And five in my neighborhood got shot. And this guy shot her in the head.
Damn.
The little manager of Cole's down here had a German Shepherd in hers, and she's the one that finally called me and told me that there's somebody going around. He pulled up to set there about 150 damn dogs throughout this whole city. Don't know if he ever got caught or not. Don't know.
That's sad, you know.
Now, somebody
crazy.
Like that is a low life.
Don't feel bad. Where I live at, someone had a German Shepherd, but they don't live here no more. Someone put something over the fence and poisoned it.
Yep.
You got that wherever you go, though. Unless it, like, got somebody's kid or nipped at somebody or something like that. You know, people do that shit. Y'all can't keep fucking with my kid, you know. They use that radiator fluid, marinate a steak in it, and then they throw it in the yard, and the dog eats that steak and is dead.
Yep.
That's what they do in the city. To them real vicious dogs.
That's, you know.
But, hon, if I knew that was going to mess her up, I mean, she was a good duck dog. But if I knew, I didn't even think about the sprinkler systems would kick on. It just messed her up.
Yeah, they click and clack, clack, clink, clink.
Yeah.
You know, fucked with her head.
It did. It messed her up. I could sit out there and throw an ice cube out. She would go, and just take off and hide, man. Didn't even till that fucker melt. That's how bad she got off.
Damn.
I took her out there. I tried these little dog ramps up here at the city lake and things where they can bounce off. Well, I tried to get her to get out in that water. It just couldn't do it.
just messed her up. Yep. Somebody went around.
Hey, you know what?
Killed them dogs.
Jason, did you get her from somebody?
Yeah.
That's maybe what happened. Whoever must have had her first traumatized her real bad.
No, hon. The dog was awesome, duck hunting dog. I'm the one that traumatized her when the sprinkler systems went off.
No, did someone have her before you got her?
Yes.
Well, it ain't you. It's whoever had her at first.
Okay.
Because whoever had her must have traumatized her with the, because, like Coco, she was traumatized real bad because, like, say, if she hears a gunshot,
yeah.
Or she gets scared. It's like the lady said at the vet. If someone takes a water gun and shoots into the dog, they gonna think it's a sprinkler.
Okay.
That could be the case.
That's maybe what happened. Maybe she thought it was and someone was coming after her. Because people were...
Right.
But it liked water before that. Before the sprinklers, it liked water. Now it didn't like water.
Yeah, I think the sprinklers did the job.
Honestly, yeah, the sprinklers did the job. And I know what you're talking about, hon. I do. If you've seen this dog before that, hell, she wasn't afraid of water at all. I could hold water holes on her, and she just loved water.
Like I said, someone must have done something bad to her to make her.
But then it wouldn't like water at all. If that happened.
Because it loved water when he got her, and then when he put it back in the yard. And the sprinklers were on when he was at work. It fucked with her head.
I gotta go.
Yep.
I'll be back in a minute. I gotta go.
Oh, we lost somebody. Maverick.
I'm here.
There you go.
No, that was Green Eyes.
Hope she didn't get upset.
Well,
no.
I was just doing, if y'all heard me, I was just agreeing with her, you know what I mean?
I knew that what you were doing, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody, you know, tries to raise their dogs halfway decent, but you never think about the sprinklers or the, you know, the idiots running by, throwing pebbles at them, you know. You can't really control all that.
I mean, I didn't even think. Of that. I'm telling you, that dog was trying to tear through the damn window and then trying to bust through the door. And boy, she come in there, I let her lay right at the door. That dog was just warped after that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't think something like that will hurt the dog, though. Unless it was right next to one, and it went off.
Oh, they went all the way, yes. They're all, not inside the little fence part, the iron fence. There's no sprinklers in there. Well, all around the whole house, there's sprinklers all around that fence, and they kicked on. And when they kick on, boy, they sound like fucking machine guns going off.
You know, like we had a cat, right? And we had it ever since it was born, and we introduced it to water, and it loved water.
Dude, I seen that at Petco. There was this cat, you can see through the glass where they are
this cat was getting soaked down with water, and that cat didn't. It loved it. It loved it.
Our cat did too.
Well, not my ex-wife's cat. Man, she took it in there and took it a bath. You could hear that motherfucker go, help, help.
You can fill the bathtub with a little bit of cool water, not cold water, but cool water. Our cat would jump up in there and jump right in it and lay down in it.
Right. Jeez, she has struggled to keep that cat in the sink, boy. I don't know what she what the water temperature was or nothing, but I did see a cat at Petco, man. That woman was just washing that cat, soaking it down. I guess you got to train them when they're babies or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we did. I was like 6 weeks old.
Yeah, animals are a tricky thing when something like that happens, you know. Sometimes, you know, we mean well, but we forget the surroundings, you know, like the sprinklers and, like I said, idiots throwing pebbles at them and shit like that.
I mean, here's another thing is I was talking to this person on another line that's got a boxer for his CNI dog. He had that dog for so long. And he was at an intersection, and a vehicle come right there and blew its horn really loud, and that fucked that dog up from then on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, that you just never know. But no, I was just to the point, I was just agreeing with her. I mean, you're right. I didn't want to.
Welcome back, Green Eyes.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hi, Green Eyes.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, I just got some more news on my uncle.
What's wrong with your uncle?
He had a stroke from his brain, and his heart is too weak to do anything. So now they're gonna send him to, it's called Johnson Willis Hospital.
Okay.
Yep. He just wants to go home, Marty says.
This is quite a while back, but there's this little Mexican girl that my boss wanted to have these Mexican little churches in the auditorium. Well, she had a little sister that worked on the B crew, real pretty little girl. Well, I was going to cut through the arena, but I said, nah, I'll walk down the back hallway. The basketball men was practicing on the floor. Well, these three blacks already ripped her shirt off in brawl, and I jumped on one of them, whooped their ass, but the other ones brought me down. I was in bad shape, man, bad shape. They was going to kill me. Now, we had a Russian, that fucking huge, tall fucking Russian, man. His hands is huge. They come in and whoop them like rag dolls. Well, at least I saved that girl. And you still there, Green Eyes?
Yeah.
I saved that girl. And then the thing is, she turned around and got with this boy soon after, had a baby, and she passed away with an aneurysm in the head just 2 months after she had her baby.
Oh, man.
But at least one thing, I saved her. At least she gave another for a life there. And, but that little girl, I just like a daughter to me. She just hated that.
Oh.
then them, you know, Arkansas State had to do whatever they could to fucking cover it up, but
nope,
didn't allow that to happen. But I do wish your grandfather the best.
Hey, my grandfather is my uncle.
Your uncle the best. Wish your uncle the best.
Thank you.
I tell you, I'm still holding on one uncle, too. Honorary old cuss. Motherfucker, you can't goddamn say hello the right way. He'd be fucking up your ass. Bitches and complains about everything.
I think and also he said he wants to go home. I think what it is, you know, because my grandpa, he was there more for my Tony, my uncle.
Right.
He was there to help him and all that mess. I think what it is. Welcome, caller.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Is this getting tired of fighting me?
Huh?
I hear you, Green Eyes, but I do wish all the best. I really do.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, we all do.
So how are you guys doing tonight? Is it okay?
I'm tired.
Doing good. Hey, Jason, I put that stuff up on that board for you, on the main board.
Okay. Hey, I will listen.
The way that, though, now. Put it up the other day.
It's on the main board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put like 5 or 6 of them up there.
Okay. I will listen to that tomorrow. Okay? That I will.
Yeah, cool. All right.
And I want to say thank you to you, Jeanette. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I will listen to it. I will tell you the song.
Oh. Well, like 5 of them up there.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I tell you again, I thank you. And I will listen to it. Oh.
Cool beans.
So how's Drea been?
I've been good. Can't complain, you know.
That's good.
Well, how's the weather where you at, Jason?
I got in, it got 80 today, and we're going to have 80, like 83 or something tomorrow, and then it's going to have some storms coming in, like.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Saturday.
That's crazy. One day it's nice, and the next day it's going to be.
Then the temperatures are going to start dropping again after that next week. And I thought, man, that's just so weird how the weather is.
Uh-huh. That's how it is out here, too.
Hell, it's probably snowing up there where you're at.
Where are you, Andrea?
I'm in Utah.
She's in the great state of Utah.
We got snow in our mountains, but not down. Like, it's been raining.
Well, it was nice here yesterday, nice here the other day, it was nice here today.
Okay.
and it's going to rain tomorrow.
I tell you, the weather, it's just been so hot.
You're going to get a lot of rain tomorrow.
How you know it's supposed to rain here? It ain't supposed to rain here.
Or tomorrow, Friday, dude, because I looked at the map today. Because we're going to get it, too. I think it may be Friday.
I keep thinking it's Thursday still yet.
Yeah, kind of.
It's still Thursday.
No, today's Wednesday. Oh, Thursday. Today, you're right, okay.
Tomorrow, no, with you. Today's Wednesday for me.
All right.
I'm gonna have to get a queen.
I don't know. Did what?
Queen sheet set. This one didn't. This one's fighting me.
I thought you got a full size.
Yeah, but the sheet I got a little sheet set, and it's fighting me to get it on. I guess I need to.
Oh.
That's, I guess.
So
well, you want a real
bed? Is the bed doing you good?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Hell yeah.
A lot better.
They'll stretch out eventually.
Jump up and down on it, damn it. Or jump on it. I don't know. Shit. Do push ups on it. I don't know.
Let Coco go in there and lay around on it.
Yeah, Coco, get up and go in there. There you go.
Cool bath and let her sit there and go in there and just shake it all off.
Get it all wet.
Yeah.
Rolling around like crazy then. She would go crazy.
We still on the radio?
Yeah.
I mean, damn, we on the radio? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you been at? You don't stay around long enough, see?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're a day late and a dollar short.
No.
He was in here yesterday.
My friend Green Eyes used to sit there and text me.
Okay.
I did text you.
Did you? You did. I am so sorry. I don't know why I didn't.
Because you didn't look.
I'm checking right now. I am so sorry, my friend.
4841, Block Time Radio.
712-432-4841, blogtalkradio.com. Keyword, Cincinnati Party Life.
I don't keep forgetting that part of it. What are you laughing at?
Damn it.
You gotta remember. Oh,
Scorpio.
I don't mean the number. I mean the other part of it.
Tony's birthday, my uncle's birthday is Saturday.
Uncle Tony.
He'd be 66 years old.
66?
Yep.
My honorary uncle be 77. I like it. He gets so pissed off at me. He thinks I need to answer that fucking phone right when he fucking goddamn calls me.
I tell him,
there's no way I can do that, Unc. I said, you know, I'm so busy. Hell, people know that. Hell, when they text me, it might take me 2 or 3 days to reply back to you.
Sometimes it does.
Then he gets pissed off and won't speak to me for 3 months. Like, fuck, what the fuck wrong with him? He's getting old, man.
Yep. That's the way they all get eventually.
Every time we go out to eat or something, he used to never do it, man. He would sit there, get the meal, he'll bitch about everything from the bottom of the plate to what's on it.
That's how my grandma is, too. Always complaining.
Okay. I guess it's about that time of the radio show where we jam a little bit and play a couple songs here. I'm looking to see.
Play a good one.
Hey, real fast, what was the topic for tonight?
Oh, we were just talking. And
nothing, just talking.
We're just talking.
Oh, okay. And Green Eyes, I do appreciate you every time you do text me, but I apologize. I didn't see it.
Well, if you don't see your uncle's, then I'm not going to see hers.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, let's put these two rap songs on and get this over with.
No, we don't need to hear rap.
I was trying to think here.
Oh, let me tell you something. This Toby Mac, I had to stay there all night for this and that. He's a Christian rapper is what he is.
Mac?
Toby Mac, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's where it was Sunday, wasn't it? That concert I had a 10. I didn't ever heard of Toby Mac in my life.
Yeah, I went to
the
concert.
Did what?
I went to the concert when they were out here.
Power on.
Toby Mac. Yeah.
Bluetooth pairing.
Right.
Bluetooth connected.
All right. Well, I introduced Green Eyes to this one. I guess I might as well introduce y'all to it. Here we go.
Window with a jar full of shine at the redneck grave. I party all night. Hit the pit hard and I want some mudslide. In the back of the Chevy got a flag with some stripes. Everybody muddy, everybody know the phrase. Two-wheel ride just in time for the save. Back on the trails, got mud on my face. First rapper that you know got mud on the stage. Middle fingers up, I'm a rapper till I die. And I'm chugging five ball and a couple Bud Lights. Started in the cornfield, now we nationwide. Got a couple million skins and we all gon' ride. Feel it in the game, you can see it in my eyes. I'm burning down the green like I'm burning up the tires. Eat a little cornbread and raise a little hell. I ain't never gave a damn and I probably never will. Drive a big old truck and you know it's sitting high. Got a Ford and a Dodge and a Chevy bow tie. Don't tread on me, I'm a rubber till I die. With my arm out the window and a jar for the shot. Drive a big old truck and you know it's sitting high. Got a Ford and a Dodge and a Chevy bow tie. Don't tread on me, I'm a rubber till I die. With my arm out the window and a jar for the shot. Drive a big old truck and you know it's sitting high. Got a Ford and a Dodge and a Chevy bow tie. Don't tread on me, I'm a rubber till I die. With my arm out the window and a jar for the shot. Drive a big old truck and you know it's sitting high. Got a Ford
and a Dodge and a Chevy bow tie. Church just showed up out of nowhere.
Anyway, that's Church and called Justin Tyne, and the song is Redneck Rave. So, you know, that's one of my favorites right now. I got a really, really, really special song that I really want to dedicate to everybody here on the line, because, you know, we had some special times here. We lost a lot of people. Had a lot of good times. I met a lot of new friends. Some people are trying to get to know each other better, and we got a lot of memories out here. We got a lot of memories out here. Maverick said we don't need no rap right now, but I had this in mind anyway. But I just want to dedicate this to the line and to all the good times we had and to all the people that we lost. I love everybody. We're broadcasting live to you on blogtalkradio.com, keyword Cincinnati Party Life. We're at 712-432-4841. Here we go.
Yes.
y'all think about that one.
Oh.
Hello? Can y'all hear me? Really? Oh my God. Hello?